Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're excited to spend a couple of minutes in Houston with Paul Gallant, who is the host of Gallant at Night on our affiliate, Sports Radio 610. Paul, there certainly is a lot of baseball going on right now, but with the apologies to baseball, seems like the drama is in the NBA with the free agency and all the different moves that are being made. And we're not that far away from football training camp. So what is the biggest sports story in Houston right now?
It's definitely that the Rockets somehow found a way to get Chris Paul. And this, yes, even comes with the Houston Astros having the best record in baseball and really just making everyone extremely happy, because this is honestly the first team in my time down here, which is almost 6 years, that I feel like a team has had a legitimate shot to win a title in Houston. But as you said, it's the middle of July, and we keep hearing all before free agency began and right after the season was over about how Daryl Morey had something up his sleeve. We heard it for the first time on the Low Post with Zach Lowe, how he had hinted at they have something up their sleeve. And we were thinking to ourselves, you know, we've heard this a lot from Daryl Morey, that Daryl's going to be able to pull off a big move. And he did it with James Harden, and he did it with Dwight Howard. But at this point, I thought to myself, I don't know what they're going to be able to do to lure someone to play with the Rockets after what happened Game 5 and Game 6, which were just, ugly, ugly efforts. But you got to give Daryl a lot of credit. He was able to make this happen. You got to give Les Alexander, the owner, a lot of credit. This is a team that's always been willing to spend the extra buck to win. They have never decided that they're going to try to go through a process like our buddy Sam Hinkie was in Philadelphia. So you got to give him credit. I was stunned. I'm happy. I don't know if it makes them on the same level as the Golden State Warriors. In fact, I'm not even sure that it necessarily would make them the favorites if they were to play a 7-game playoff series against the San Antonio Spurs. But what I do know is that instead of going into next year feeling like the regular season, and honestly the entire NBA season wouldn't matter because of how good the Golden State Warriors are, now you at least want to watch because you're intrigued by what is going to happen between James Harden and Chris Paul.
How much of this had to do with their relationship?
Well, I think part of this move had to do with just the fact that they had been talking with one another during this offseason, and it seems like all these players, they have all the power these days. These owners, those days are long, long gone. So that they both talked with one another is very interesting, and I think one of the best things to hear when it comes to James Harden and Chris Paul, a lot of people were saying, oh, two ball handlers, you only have one ball you can roll out there. When I had Mark Spears on from the Undefeated and ESPN on my show last week, the day of the trade, he said that he's been hearing that Chris Paul's actually willing to play off the ball and maybe do a little bit of shooting guard. And the other thing is, I mean, you're talking about 48 minutes in Mike D'Antoni's high-paced offense where you're going to have an elite offensive playmaker running things. So over the course of a 48-minute game, in particular when James Harden sometimes would look worn down, whether it was Game 5 against the Spurs where he had a really rough second half, or Game 6 where it didn't look like he actually showed up, that's the biggest difference that's going to take place this year.
Certainly, Morey had to give up a big package of players to be able to make this trade for Chris Paul. I know that Nene re-signed. They finally got a deal done with him. But who fills out the rest of this roster? What else does he have in mind?
Well, they got PJ Tucker, and they're hoping that he's going to add a little bit of defense to them. And you've been hearing that, oh, well, the Rockets are interested in Carmelo Anthony. And Carmelo's been saying that he would like, if he gets bought out by the Knicks, to go play with LeBron or with the Rockets or something like that. The problem is, it's his favorite person in the world. Phil Jackson seems like he might have been the only person that would have been willing to buy out Carmelo Anthony. The Rockets' biggest problem, if they want to get a third star, is that they have Ryan Anderson's contract on the books for the next 3 years. I don't know who's going to be willing to take on that contract when you factor in 3 years and $60 million over the next 3 years. And look, it's nothing against Ryan Anderson. You kind of feel bad because everyone's like sort of knocking him right now. This guy who shoots 40% from three, he's a big body. He's a solid player, but 3 years and $20 million, even the Sacramento Kings are looking at that and they're like, you know what, how about you give us a couple of picks that we're going to take his contract on. So right now I think they're going to try to, you know, look in the bargain bin. I know that there have been rumors about maybe looking at an Iman Shumpert. They're looking for, I think, right now some extra pieces that they can bring in off the bench that are going to give them some defense. And I mean, if you want to beat a team like the Golden State Warriors, you're going to have to find a way to play some defense. And, you know, you lose a little bit of that with Patrick Beverley, but you are getting a guy in Chris Paul who is a 7-time first-team all-defensive player. So you have that going for you. But the big thing is on the wings defensively. What are you going to be able to do? And in the front court, I mean, this is, you know, there's a great thing that they got in Nate back, but he's up there in eight. Clint Capella, who has a lot of promise and has really shown that he's very adept in the pick and roll, this is a guy who needs to bulk up. He needs to get bigger. He needs to be a better rebounder, because that's their problem right now. The Rockets can be out physical, then you can't be relying on a guy who's getting up there in age like Nene to save them like he had in the first two rounds of the playoffs before going down with an injury.
Paul Gallant is with Sports Radio 610, our CBS Sports Radio affiliate in Houston, and joining us for a couple of minutes here on After Hours. So that's one major story come out of the Houston sports scene. How much excitement is there, though, around the Astros? I watched one of their games weekend, and fans were going nuts in the stadium for a game against the Yankees.
Yeah, and look, right now, I mean, the American League West is over. If you take a look at the standings, I know Mark Berman, who covers Houston sports for our local Fox affiliate, he tweeted out just like a picture of the standings, and the team in second place, the Angels, 43-44, and the Astros, 15 games up on them or so. So you think about that, and right now, I think there's this thing about Houston sports. First, they always feel a constant, like, being overlooked. And you can go all the way back to 1994, 1995, where they won those two titles with Hakeem Olajuwon. And the person, if they talk about that title with somebody from out of town, they'll say, oh, well, Michael Jordan didn't play those 2 years. So there's an inferiority complex, number one. Number two, there's also a sense that the other shoe is going to drop, whether it's going all the way back to the Oilers and Bills with the big comeback where, you know, obviously the Oilers blew it on the road against Buffalo, and a bunch of other situations, you know, and the last of which was with the Houston Astros. Go back to 2015. They had the eventual World Series champion Royals on the ropes in the eighth inning, but then Will Harris, he gives up four hits in a row and ends up, the Astros end up blowing a 4-run lead in the eighth inning. And I remember that was not a very good day because my ex-girlfriend at the time was working for the Astros. She was really upset. We were all really upset after that all went down. And there's a sense that they want to get to the playoffs, and I think they want to just press the fast forward button and see what ends up happening in the playoffs. What's also been a little bit boring for us is that, you know, you get a series against the Yankees, which makes you excited because you know that the Yankees have a lot of firepower, and by the end of the year, they should have things figured out. A series against the Red Sox, which took place a couple of weeks ago, the Red Sox ended up taking 2 out of 3, but they're close games the whole way through. I want to see this team get challenged a little bit more. I want to see them play some of those big teams, and you're in the American League West. That's not really going to happen. Now, two concerns for them right now. First off, Dallas Keuchel, who's dealing with nerve issues, and this is an injury that he's already missed some time for. He's been out since early June. He is the key to this team going deep in the playoffs because he's a fantastic pitcher, very, very efficient, a lot of ground balls. He keeps games where they're in control. And right now, I mean, what's most incredible about the fact that they're still playing as well as they are, other than the lineup, which is, you go top to bottom, it's just ridiculous. I've never seen so many averages that are like close to 300 before, but they have really been just by the skin of their teeth MacGyvering their way through with the pitchers that they have right now in the bullpen and in the starting rotation. So they need this all-star break to get there, and they're hoping that on the other side of the Dallas cycle is going to be there for them. But I think that there's a sense of excitement, but I think there's also, well, we've been duped before. We think this is real, but we're not 100% sure if it's real.
Paul Gallant of Sports Radio 610 with us here After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. So then before I let you go, when does the quarterback situation for the Texans start to infringe on the Astros territory as big story in Houston sports?
You know, it's very interesting. Now, I wasn't here the last time the Astros made it to the World Series in 2005, but I've been told by some people that a terrible Texans team was drawing just as much interest on a Sunday as the Astros were in the World Series. It's a football town. It always has been. Everyone was, I think, turned off by football at times last year on the offensive side of things. I'll be honest, Amy, there was a game where the Texans were playing the Colts. I think it was on Sunday Night Football. And for the first 3.5 quarters, Brock Osweiler made me hate football and made me seriously reconsider, like, wait, do I really want to do this for the rest of the season? Now, they rallied and they won that game somehow. I don't know how. Really, at this point, I think anyone is just accepting of someone not named Brock Osweiler under center. As far as things are currently standing, Tom Savage, he has the leg up. He's the veteran. And I went out there for a couple of practices with these guys in shorts, and you can't really take a whole lot out of it. But I will say that Savage has looked pretty solid. The thing with Deshaun Watson, the rookie, he has made strides. Now, I don't know if that means that he is going to be challenging for the starting job in August and training camp or anything like that, but I do feel very strongly that they made the right move getting this guy. Again, we've been down this road before so many times, the quarterbacks, especially with Bill O'Brien. So we'll see, but at this point, it's Tom Savage, and I think that there's a lot of people who obviously want to see Watson, but it would make sense to start the year with Savage. He's been under O'Brien's system for 4 years. He knows it. It's just a matter of, can he avoid getting injured this year?
Mm, for sure. Well, there's a lot going on. It's a good time to be a Houston sports
fan. It's a great time to be a Houston sports fan.
So you want to make sure that you catch Paul's show on Sports Radio 610, our CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Gallant at Night, and you can follow him on Twitter at Gallant, Gallant says. It wasn't supposed to be that hard. Sorry, Paul, but thank you.
No problem whatsoever. Have a great night, Amy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.